This is the Aviat Merli of the 16th of February 2025. Original date, the 2nd of February 2004. Stay in the self-respect of being an ancestor and worthy of worship, and sustain every soul in the world. Give blessings and receive blessings. Today, Bapdada is looking at the most elevated children from everywhere. Each and every child is an ancestor and worthy of worship. This is why all of you are the roots of this kalpa tree. You are also the trunk. The trunk is automatically connected to the branches, twigs and leaves of the whole tree. So do all of you consider yourselves to be the elevated souls who are the ancestors of the whole tree? Just as Brahma is called the great-great-grandfather, all of you are also together with him as master-great-grandfathers. You ancestor souls have so much self-respect. Do you stay in that intoxication? Out of all the souls of the world, no matter which religion they belong to, you are the ancestors who are the images of support in the form of the trunk for all souls. Therefore, because you are ancestors, you are also worthy of worship. All souls automatically continue to receive Sakash, the current of light and power, through you ancestors. Look at the image of the tree. Even the last leaf of the tree receives Sakash from the roots. What is the duty of you ancestors? The duty of you ancestors is to sustain everyone. Even in the world outside, whether it is the sustenance of physical energy through food or of this study through the ancestors, you receive sustenance to fill you with power. So with the sustenance from you ancestor souls, all souls are being sustained with the powers you have received from the Father. According to the present time, all souls now need the sustenance of powers. You know that there is a wave of sorrow and peacelessness amongst souls. So do you ancestors, you worthy of worship souls, feel mercy for your dynasty? When there is an atmosphere of total peacelessness, that is unrest, the military and the police become especially alert. In the same way, in today's atmosphere, do you ancestors consider yourselves to be instruments for doing special service? Do you have the awareness that you are instruments for the whole world? Today, all the souls of the world need Sakash from you. Do you experience yourselves to be unlimited ancestor souls? Do you remember service of the world, or do you only remember the service of your centre? Today, souls are calling out to you ancestors, you deity souls. They are all calling out to their own different gods and goddesses, their deities. Come, forgive us, have mercy on us. So can you hear the sound of the devotees? Can you hear this or not? No matter which religion souls belong to, when they meet you, do you meet them while considering yourselves to be the ancestors of all souls? Do you experience that they are also the branches and twigs of you ancestors? It is you ancestors who give Sakash to them too. Bring the picture of your kalpa tree in front of you and look at yourself to see your position. You are in the roots. You are also the trunk. As well as that, look at yourselves in the supreme abode. The place of you ancestor souls is with the Father, close to him. You know this, do you not? When you have this intoxication and meet any soul, then souls of every religion will look at you with the vision, you are ours, you belong to us. If you meet others and have the intoxication, awareness, vision and attitude of being their ancestors, they would also have that feeling of belonging. Because you are the ancestors of everyone, you belong to everyone. By your serving with this awareness, every soul will experience that they have once again found their ancestors and their specially beloved deities. Then, in terms of being worthy of worship, your worship is so great. No righteous soul or great soul is worshipped in the right way as you deity souls are. They too become worthy of worship, but they are not worshipped with discipline in the right way as you are. Look at your praise too. People sing devotional songs of praise with such discipline. They perform aarti, the ritual with lamps on a tray. Only you ancestors become worthy of worship in this way. So do you consider yourselves to be such souls? Do you have this intoxication? Do you have intoxication? Those of you who consider yourselves to be ancestor souls and who have this intoxication and awareness, raise your hands. Do you have this awareness? Acha. Those of you who have this awareness, raise your hands. Very good. So what is the next question now? Do you have this awareness constantly? Do you constantly have it? Bap Dada wants to see every child imperishable, that is eternal, with every attainment, not just sometimes. Why? You reply very cleverly, and what do you say? You do have this awareness. You have this awareness very well. And then you say, sometimes it very slowly lessens. Look, the Father is imperishable. You souls are also imperishable. The attainments too are imperishable. You receive this imperishable knowledge from the imperishable one. Therefore, what should your dana be? Should it be imperishable or only sometimes? According to the circumstances of time, Bap Dada now wants to see all of you children constantly busy doing unlimited service. Because when you are busy doing service, you are saved from many types of upheaval. Whenever you are serving, making plans, or putting those plans into practical form, you also achieve success. However, Bap Dada now wants all three types of service to take place simultaneously. not just service with words, but let there be service done through your minds, service through your words, and also service through actions. That is, let service take place for those who come into a relationship or connection with you. Let there be the motive of doing service. Let there be feelings of serving. At this time, the percentage of serving with words is greater. Service through the mind does take place, but the percentage of serving with words is greater. By your serving in all three ways at the same time, there will be even greater success in service. Bapdada has heard the news that in this group, souls from many different wings, that is, professions, have come and are making good plans for doing service. You are doing well, but by doing all three types of service at the same time, service will be fast and it will grow. Children have arrived from everywhere. Bapdada is pleased to see this. New children reach here with zeal and enthusiasm. Now Bapdada wants to see all of the children in their form of being constantly free from obstacles. Why? When you, who are the instruments, remain stable in being free from obstacles, you will be able to make all of the souls of the world free from obstacles and all problems. For this, underline two things especially. You do this, but underline them even more. Firstly, look at every soul with your soul conscious vision. Look at souls in their form of their original sanskars. No matter what type of sanskar a soul may have, your good wishes, pure feelings, and elevated feelings for transformation for every soul can transform the sanskars of that soul for a short period of time. Let soul-conscious feelings emerge. You saw in the beginning that even by staying in the gathering, they had soul-conscious vision, a soul-conscious attitude, and the awareness that a soul is meeting another soul, a soul is speaking to another soul. Their foundation became very strong with this vision. Now, with the expansion of service, and because of your connection with everything in terms of the growth of service, interacting, speaking, and coming into contact with others, soul-conscious feelings have become a little merged. They haven't completely finished, but they have become merged. The self-respect of soul consciousness easily enables a soul to achieve success. For who are all of you who have gathered together here? You are those same deity souls of the previous cycle, the same Brahmin souls who have gathered here. In the form of Brahmin souls, all of you are elevated souls. In terms of being deity souls too, you are elevated souls. Build relationships and connections with others while having this form. Check at every moment. What is the elevated duty and elevated service of myself, this deity soul, this Brahmin soul? To give blessings and to receive blessings. What service do your non-living images do? No matter what those souls are like, They go to take blessings and they come back with blessings. If someone thinks that it is hard work to make effort, then the easiest effort of all is to give blessings and receive blessings from everyone throughout the day with your drishti, attitude, words and feelings. Your title and blessing is Great Donors. Whilst serving and forming relationships and connections with others, just perform this task. Give blessings and receive blessings. Is this difficult? Or is it easy? Those who think that it is easy, raise your hands. However, what if someone creates opposition? Will you still give them blessings? Will you give blessings? Do you have a stock of that many blessings? Of course, there will be opposition, because it is the opposition that will enable you to reach your position. Look, it was Father Brahma who faced the maximum opposition. He was opposed, was he not? However, who claimed the number one position? It was Brahma who claimed it, was it not? No matter what happens, I have to give blessings in the same way as Father Brahma did. Was there no one who spoke wasteful things or did wasteful things in front of Brahma Baba? However, Father Brahma gave them blessings and received blessings. He kept with him the power to accommodate. He is just a child. He will change one day. In the same way, you too have to have this attitude and vision. This one is from the previous cycle, from our family, from our Brahmin family. I have to transform myself and then transform others. Not, I will change when that one changes, but I have to change and change others. This is my responsibility. Only then will blessings emerge and you will receive blessings. Now, time is quickly moving towards transformation. It is going into the extreme. But before the transformation of time, you world transformer souls have to become the images of support for the transformation of others through your own transformation. You too are images of support for the world, images of upliftment. Each of you souls has to have this aim. I have to become an instrument. Let there not be the slightest trace, even in thought, of just three things. Transform them. 1. Parchintan, thinking about others. 2. Pardarshan, looking at others. Do not have Pardarshan instead of Swadarshan, looking at oneself. 3. Parmat, the dictates of others, or Parsang, the company of others, bad company. Keep elevated company, because bad company causes a lot of damage. Bapdada had also told you earlier, be those who observe one, Par Upkari, one who uplifts others, and cut out the other three Pars. Pardarshan, Parchintan and Parmat, that is bad company. Become Parupkari, one who uplifts others, for only then will you receive blessings and be able to give blessings. No matter what others give you, you simply give blessings. Do you have this much courage? Do you have this courage? So Bap Dada says to all the children at all the centres, if all of you children maintain the courage that no matter what others give, you have to give them blessings, then this year Bap Dada will give extra help for the courage and enthusiasm you have. He will give extra help. However, only if you give blessings. Don't mix this. Bap Dada receives all the records. Even in your thoughts, let there be nothing but blessings. Do you have this courage? If you do, then raise your hands. You will then have to do this. Don't just raise your hands, you also have to do it. Will you do it? Will those from Madaban do this? Will the teachers do this? Acha, will you accumulate extra marks? Congratulations. Why? The advance party repeatedly comes to Bap Dada. They say, we were given parts in the advanced party, and we are playing those parts. But why do our companions not create their advanced stage? What response should Baba give them? What answer should he give them? When both the advanced stage and the parts of the advanced party come together, then completion can take place. They are asking, so what answer should they be given? In how many years will this stage be created? You celebrated everything, the Silver Jubilee, the Golden Jubilee, the Diamond Jubilee. You celebrated everything. Now celebrate the ceremony of the advanced stage. Fix a date for this. Pandavs, speak. Will a date be fixed for this? Those sitting in the front row, speak. Will a date be fixed for this, or will it happen suddenly? What will happen? Will it happen suddenly, or will it happen at the end? Speak. Say something. Are you thinking about it? Baba is asking Nivarbhai, will there be a ceremony or will it take place suddenly? Are you asking Daddy G? He is looking at Daddy G, so say something. You say something. Baba is asking Ramesh Bhai to say something. He replied, it has to happen eventually. Eventually, but when? The reply, Baba, you give us a date and we will do it by that date. Acha, Bap Dada has given you the date of one extra year. With your courage, you will receive extra help. You can do this, can you not? Do this practically and then the father will fix a date. The reply came, we need to have your direction, and then we can celebrate the year of 2004 as the year for this. This means that as yet you haven't made that many preparations. Therefore, the advance party will still have to wait 1 year, will they not? Acha. If you keep this aim from now, that I have to do this, then it will be that much added because there is the account of a long period of time. If you do this at the end, then the account of a long period of time would not be right. Therefore, attention, please, from now. Acha. Do you remember the spiritual drill? Can you go into your stage of being an ancestor in just a second? Of becoming a lighthouse? A resident of the supreme abode with the Father? And give light to the world? So in 1 second, all of those who are listening and seeing everything everywhere, in this land and abroad, become a lighthouse and give all souls everywhere in the world light, sakash and powers. Acha. To all you ancestor and worthy of worship souls everywhere in the world, to all the great donor souls who as constant bestowers give blessings to everyone, to the world transformer souls who with their own transformation through their determination bring about the transformation of everyone, to the close souls who become constant lighthouses and give light to all souls. Bapdada's love, remembrance and namaste, filled with blessings from the heart. To Daddy G and Daddy Janky G, it is good. Both daddies are giving very good sustenance. Very good sustenance is taking place. Very good. You are instruments for service being done. So all of you are also happy to see the daddies, are you not? You are happy then, are you not? You also receive the happiness of having responsibility. You receive so many blessings from everyone. Everyone is happy. Then both daddies embraced Bapdada. Just as they are all happy seeing this, in the same way, there will be so much happiness when you become like them. Bapdada has made them instruments, and so they must have some speciality, for this is why they have been made the instruments. However, what would happen if those specialities were to enter each one of you? Your kingdom would come. The date that Bapdada was speaking of will come. You remember that you now have to fix a date, do you not? Each one of you needs to understand, I have to fix it. If everyone becomes an instrument, then the renewal of the world will surely take place. To have the awareness of being an instrument is to become a mine of virtues. Let there be the awareness of being an instrument at every moment, and all other virtues will easily come, because there is no consciousness of I in the awareness of being an instrument. It is this consciousness of I that brings about upheaval. By being an instrument, the consciousness of mine also ends, and it becomes yours, yours. You become easy yogis. So all of you have love for the daddies. You have love for Bapdada. And so the return of love is to become equal in your specialities. Therefore keep this aim. You have to make the specialities equal. Whenever you see any specialities in anyone, you may follow them in those specialities. In following the soul, both will be visible. See the specialities and become equal in those. Acha. Blessing. May you be decorated with a tilak of victory by creating your number one fortune with your unbroken line of faith. The children whose intellects have faith never go into the expansion of how, case, or like this, ace. The unbroken lines of their faith are clearly seen by all souls. The lines of their faith are never broken in between. You will constantly see a tilak of victory on the forehead of those who have such lines. That is, it will be in their awareness. As soon as they are born, they have to wear a crown of responsibility for doing service. They will be those who constantly play with the jewels of knowledge. They will be those who spend their lives constantly swinging in the swings of remembrance and happiness. These lines are of number one fortune. Slogan: to have the punctuation of a full stop in the computer of your intellect means to remain happy. Have love for solitude and imbibe unity and concentration. Those whose yoga of the intellect is broken away from many directions and who have love for the one will have love for solitude. Because of having love for the one, you will only remember the one. When you have love for many, you cannot stay in remembrance of the one. The yoga of the intellect has to be broken away from those many others and connected to the one. That is, you have to belong to the one and none other. Those who have such a stage will have love for solitude. Om Shanti. Notice: today is the third Sunday World Meditation Hour from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. when all brothers and sisters collectively sit for yoga and practice with the one pure thought. Rays of purity are emerging from myself, this soul, and are purifying the whole world. I am a master purifier soul.